Death row inmate Briley Piper is once again going before the South Dakota Supreme Court. He continues to fight his death sentence and is trying again to withdraw the guilty plea he entered in 2001. Oral arguments are set for Monday, October 1st. Piper was convicted of taking part in the kidnap, torture, and murder of 19-year-old Chester Pogue, who died on March 13, 2000, in Spearfish Canyon. Briley Piper was 19 when he and his two friends killed Chester Pogue. Piper is now 38. He has spent almost 20 years fighting against the consequences of his crimes. According to court filings, Piper pleaded guilty after his lawyers advised him that move had the best odds of beating a death sentence. Piper says the lawyers told him if he let a jury decide his guilt, jurors would also sentence him, and he'd have to convince all 12 of them that he deserved a life sentence. Piper went with what he believed to be true and took his chances with the judge, Warren Johnson. The gambit failed, and Johnson sentenced him to death. Piper later learned that if just one juror votes against the death penalty, the defendant gets a life sentence. He appealed, and the South Dakota Supreme Court overturned Piper's death sentence because defendants in a capital case are entitled to have a jury sentence them. In July 2011, a sentencing trial was held in Rapid City, and a unanimous jury again gave Piper the death penalty. Now Piper alleges his lawyer at that sentencing trial did not adequately represent him. In briefs, Piper says his lawyer called witnesses who were catastrophic to his case, and he failed to seek a delay even though he was unprepared. Piper claims during jury selection, the lawyer did not ask for removal of two pro-death penalty jurors and did not object when a pro-life juror was excused. Piper's two co-defendants were Daryl Hoadley and Elijah Page. Hoadley is now 38 years old and is serving a life sentence in the South Dakota State Penitentiary. Page waived appeals and was executed on July 11, 2007. He was 25 years old at the time of his death. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.